Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have some new reporting from Michael Wolff, the author who interviewed Jeffrey Epstein for well over 100 hours and knew Jeffrey Epstein closely before he would end up passing away in 2019. And Michael Wolff has come out with new stunning allegations, frankly, about what Jeffrey Epstein was saying about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a creep, and it's very clear that there are things, obviously, as you know, tying him very closely to Jeffrey Epstein. And the White House is begging people to stop talking about it. Why? It's the one issue they can't get away from. The base of MAGA can overlook every single other lie, not this one, because this is supposed to be everything Donald Trump is. It's the culmination of everything Donald Trump has been in politics for a decade. Donald Trump says, I'm the outsider. I'm going to come in and expose the Republicans and Democrats that have ruined your life. And they've ruined your life, and I'm the only one who can fix it. That's why they've tried to throw me in jail. That's why they tried to throw me out of office. That's why they're always coming after me, blah, blah, all the lies. But the Epstein files are the culmination of that. He gets in, and he's supposed to finally, after all this time, be able to expose this deep state, these disgusting people. All of them are Democrats, apparently. And now he's in office, and he hasn't released them. So it calls into question, is Donald Trump actually an outsider? Of course he's not. It calls into question, does Donald Trump actually care about any of this? Of course he doesn't. It calls into question, is Donald Trump a predator? Yes. So we're going to watch this. This is some really stunning stuff. Before we get into it, my name is Chris Maurer. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love. I'm almost at 70,000 subscribers. You guys are crazy. I appreciate it. On this channel, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, this Republican media firestorm that, in this instance, right now as we speak, is trying to get this story out of the press, trying to push everything else onto the American people, that Obama's committing treason, Hillary's committing treason, all these different things. And the media machine on the other side is very, it's a well-oiled machine, frankly. And so we're trying to do something to punch back against that. And if you want to join this community and help us out, all you have to do is hit subscribe. It means the world. All right, let me give you a little bit of context here. All right, Michael Wolff, obviously, again, being good friends with Epstein and interviewing him, being an author and interviewing him for well over 100 hours before he passed away. So this is an important detail you probably already know. Quickly, Donald Trump and Epstein supposedly fell out, according to Wolff, over a real estate deal in 2004. According to Wolff, Epstein had placed a bid on a house in Palm Beach, Florida for around $36 million and asked Trump for advice about moving the property swimming pool. The former president is then said to have, quote, gone around Epstein's back and bid $40 million for the house, said Wolff. Epstein knew that Trump didn't have the money. Therefore, Epstein's conclusion was that he must be fronting for someone. And in fact, in that classic money laundering setup, Trump bought the house for $40 million, bought it through borrowed money, and then the house was put on the market not long afterward and immediately sold for $96 million to one of the oligarchs in the close Russian president Vladimir Putin circle. And so that's key to all of this, because while Wolff is interviewing Epstein and saying, why not expose Trump? Epstein is scared. He feels like maybe Trump told the authorities about what I was doing because I knew that he was involved in a money laundering scheme with the Russians. Wow. Take a listen to this first clip, and then I'm going to play the two new ones from just the last 24 hours. They are absolutely stunning. Let's take a look.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump are really, in so many ways, the same person.
Wow.
So, I think it's very important to understand even the nature of our time to step back and say, okay, here are these two guys joined at the hip for almost 15 years, doing the same thing, pursuing the same goals. Two guys who are functionally partners in crime, if you will. And one ends up with a sheet around his neck in the darkest prison in America, and the other in the White House.
So I think that's an important thing to start with as I play this next, again, really stunning clip. Because, again, as someone who, an impressive author and someone who spent so many hours talking to Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, according to Mike Wolff, quote, essentially the same person, the same type, of person. And so in relation to that, and in relation to what I told you in the beginning, which is apparently Epstein found out about this supposed money laundering with the Russians that Trump was involved in, this is what Michael Wolff had to say about that just 24 hours ago.
I urged Epstein. I said, these, you should release these pictures. I mean, if for no other reason, I mean, and Epstein was already in trouble and already a figure which people were, he was already demonized. I said, you know, maybe this will even help you. You can be on the side of, right here. And I remember Epstein said, again, chilling at the time, he said, I may be a pervert, but I'm not crazy. And then he said, Trump is a man without any scruples. Chill went up my back then.
Wow. So what he's referencing there is that during his interview, Epstein showed him photos that he had in a safe of Donald Trump with Epstein, and Donald Trump, you know, Epstein taking photos of Trump with a lot of young women and some very inappropriate photos. And at this point, Epstein's been arrested. And so he says, why not, you know, everyone is demonizing you, understandably so, of course. Release these. Show the world what Trump is. And he's the president, or was the former president at the time that this interview is being done. He's running for president again. And Jeffrey Epstein says, Donald Trump essentially says, Donald Trump is a man with no morals. I'm smarter than that. Like, he essentially referencing that he would be scared to do something like that. And then Jeffrey Epstein would go on to pass away, in obviously a way that is very questionable, to say the least. Wow. Take a look at this next clip. This was an interview given by Michael Wolff today, as I make this video just an hour ago. Take a listen to this.
Now, this is a key issue right now in the way the White House is looking at the Epstein scandal. The fear is that Ghislaine Maxwell can tie Donald Trump to the details of what Trump and Epstein called the Pussy Committee. The Pussy Committee consisted of Trump and Epstein in their efforts to get girls for Prince Andrew.
Wow. Wow. Absolutely, positively stunning and disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Again, the White House will do anything to get this story out of the press because you're at a point where there is no more questioning this in terms of Donald, what we know about Trump, what we know about Epstein, and how close they were. I mean, Donald Trump is a creep. Obviously, we know that Donald Trump's been found liable for sexually abusing a woman. We've heard so many stories of Donald Trump owning these pageants where he would walk in to, you know, the locker room area where young girls were changing and saying, you know, I can do this because I own the place. The disgusting things he says about women. And now understanding so much more about how close he was with Jeffrey Epstein. Again, in the very beginning of this, functionally the same person and tied at the hip. And Epstein's scared to talk about it because Donald Trump is somebody essentially with no morals. And so this is the part with Trump and the photos that we now know that Wolf said while interviewing Epstein, the financier would occasionally bring out dozens of photos of Trump in the late 1990s, some of the photos featuring Trump in Epstein's Palm Beach house surrounded by young women. Quote, and the girls are topless, and in some of the pictures they're sitting on his lap, and then there's one I especially remember where there's a telltale stain on the front of Trump's pants and the girls are pointing at him and laughing. That is just disgusting. Epstein and Trump, quote, shared a girlfriend? I think that Trump was envious of Epstein's girlfriends, which included actresses and models. Goes on to talk about who some of these people are. And again, all of this that I just said, combining with the new photos we've seen with Trump and Epstein. I mean, they're photographed throughout the last 30 years together all the time, but now we have more. We have photos of them at Epstein's wedding. We have photos of them at private events. We're hearing that at one point, Donald Trump hosts an event at Mar-a-Lago, and the only invited guest is Epstein with just lots of models, young women. It's sickening, man. Absolutely sickening. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. It would mean a lot if you clicked like on this video and subscribe down below. Again, trying to punch back against this media machine and keep this story in the press, because it's important for people to know about. It's disgusting. It's honestly just so many things about this man are stunning. And it's terrible. It's horrible. And the last thing I'll say is that in all of this, it's unfortunate that a lot of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein's go untalked about and unheard. We've heard a lot from Virginia Giuffre's family. She gave an interview on CNN, which we made a video about, where she, you know, they say, well, as the White House is meeting about this, we hear that Vance is having a meeting and late night with Pam Bondi to try to talk through what to do about the Epstein files. The people missing in those meetings are the victims' families, because Virginia Giuffre supposedly took her own life a few months ago and was one of the most well-known victims of Jeffrey Epstein. Some horrible things happened to that young woman when she was very young. And as the Trump White House isn't obviously talking to any of the victims at all, they could care less. Not enough of us are talking about those victims as well. And I want to point that out. So Virginia Giuffre's family, I'm so incredibly sorry. I appreciate you guys watching this video. Once again, make sure you hit like and subscribe down below. The link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. My name is Chris Maurer, filling in for Adam Mockler, and I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.